AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, Fed Chair Jerome Powell is telling the Senate Banking Committee a slowing job market signals interest rate cuts may be nearing.
The most recent inflation readings, however, have shown some modest further progress.
Committee Chair Sherrod Brown is worried about still high inflation.
Americans are frustrated. No, actually, Americans are pissed off. They have fewer and fewer choices. Those choices cost more and more.
South Carolina Republican Tim Scott says these economic struggles can be traced to the White House.
They're looking for someone to blame except for Bidenflation. The devastation of Joe Biden's economic policy continues to impact everyday Americans.
Powell says the Fed has made considerable progress toward its goal of defeating the worst inflation spike in four decades. The remnants of Beryl, the former hurricane, are moving quickly over land. Brian Jackson is at the National Hurricane Center.
Beryl's currently a tropical depression over Arkansas. It will continue moving northeast today, up over Missouri, near south of St. Louis, then up through the Midwest tonight, tomorrow, and getting into New England tomorrow night.
The storm killed several people in Texas, and millions of people there are without electricity as dangerous heat threatens the region. As NATO leaders meet in Washington, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Modi has avoided condemning Russia over the Ukraine war while emphasizing a peaceful settlement. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has arrived at a New York courtroom ahead of his scheduled retrial on rape and sexual assault charges. Jury selection is expected to start in New Mexico in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Alec Baldwin for the shooting on a movie set of a cinematographer. A revolver he was pointing at cinematographer Helena Hutchins went off. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks wobbled on Wall Street ahead of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's testimony before the Senate Banking Committee. The S&P 500 was up 0.2% in morning trading Tuesday. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 138 points. That's about 0.4%. Consumer goods company Helen of Troy, which makes Osprey and OXO products, sank 30% after posting first quarter results that fell far short of forecasts. Treasury yields rose slightly in the bond market. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 4.29%. Seth Zutel, New York.
Lawyers for retired NFL quarterback Brett Favre will ask a federal appeals court to revive a defamation lawsuit Favre filed against fellow Pro Football Hall of Famer former tight end Shannon Sharpe amid a backdrop of a Mississippi welfare scandal. Sharpe criticized Favre's connection to the welfare misspending case. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.